Do you feel like you need God's encouragement and wisdom throughout the week to take hold of His promise to fly like an eagle? You come to the right place. Welcome to Eagles on the Hill. Let's join our host, Pastor Jeff Scheich.
Hey, people, I am your host, Pastor Jeff Scheich. Thanks for joining us on this edition of the podcast. Today, we're going to talk all things family ministry, children's ministry, teen ministry, middle school ministry, all kinds of stuff, as we try to encourage one another in our Christian lives to be raising our kids in the faith. So we're going to talk about trends in family ministry, specifically how to have, how to help our kids have authentic faith in every phase of their lives. And so I thought, who better to invite onto the podcast than the Executive Director of Family Ministry at Christ Lincoln, who is Maria Castens. Maria, thanks for joining us. Say hi to the people.
Hello, it's great to be with you.
All right, so you know my sense of you having a lot of wisdom, and I'm excited for you to be able to share that wisdom with the people today. So trends in family ministry, authentic faith in every phase of our kids' lives. The greatest challenge of all in life is parenting. How did you, I know you talked about this topic at the Second Sundays for Parents at Christ Lincoln. How did you arrive at that topic as the first one for that series?
Yeah, so back in August, our team was thinking about what's a topic that we think parents are hungry for and would benefit from, and at the same time would stretch across a whole lot of ages. And so we know we have parents in our space who are seeking to honor God and to lead their children as the number one spiritual leader speaking into their lives. And so how can we help to partner and equip and encourage each other in these conversations? And so we decided to go with this topic, authentic faith at every phase. Mm-hmm. And we really relied in that session, and what I'm going to talk about today is on the materials that come out of the Orange Company. And if listeners aren't familiar with the Orange Company, the Orange Company got that name because they looked at, they depicted the church with a yellow logo graphic and the home with a red graphic. Mm-hmm. And when these two are working together in partnership, it burns orange. And so can we bring the yellow of the church, the red of the home, working together to point kids to Jesus, to follow him for life and continue to grow in their faith that God is what he says and will do what he promises. Good. And so when we looked at that, these resources are coming primarily out of Orange.
Good. So of all the materials that Orange produces, what do you believe is the most helpful for parents, or what do you want to highlight for us today in the time we have together?
Yeah, so they have some really wonderful resources. If our listeners haven't been on ParentQ, and that's an app, CUE, ParentQ, or you can search it in your regular browser as well. And they have really practical resources.
And is that ParentQ or the ParentQ?
When you search it in your browser.
Yeah.
I just type in ParentQ. I don't know what the official piece is there.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, when you search that in your browser, ParentQ, okay. ParentCUE, it will bring up really practical things like 21 questions to ask my preschooler, 21 questions to ask my elementary age kids, wow, middle age kid, high school age kid to get to know them better, uh-huh, or a chore chart, an article, help, my kid just viewed porn for the first time, what do I do now? Really practical resources for parents, all free. Uh-huh. But another piece, they have curriculum, you can purchase those kinds of things. A piece that we focus on in our time with parents here were their timelines. And I, as an educator and as a parent myself of three kids, our team has seen great value in the phase timelines that they've put together. So that was a primary focus for us.
Okay. So I got one on the screen. I don't know if this is one we can talk about now or not, if this is where you're headed. But maybe talk to us about this particular timeline, if that's where you're headed.
Absolutely. This is their most basic timeline. And then they have other ones. I'll focus on the authentic faith one in a minute, but they have one on sexual integrity, digital responsibility, health. So if this is something that listeners are like, wow, I wish I knew more about this, going to parentq.org is a great piece. And I'm happy to entertain some of those questions and share resources as well. like, looking at this timeline, their mission is that every kid is made in the image of God to love God with all their heart, soul, strength, and trust Jesus to have a better future. And so when we look at this, there's a lot of great graphics and pieces here. What we found really valuable as a staff team and in equipping parent and volunteer leaders are the questions kids are asking at each phase. And so I look at, like, this 0 to 1 year old is asking, am I safe? The 1 and 2 year old is saying, am I able? That 3 and 4 year old says, am I okay? And if you're in that phase of parenting right now, you're thinking, does this resonate with where my kid's at?
Mm-hmm.
My stage of parenting, I look back and think, oh, you know, with kind of the rose-colored glasses, wasn't that a sweet time?
Right.
Then we keep going, and the elementary kids, kindergarten and first graders, are saying, do I have your attention? Second and third graders are asking, do I have what it takes? Fourth and fifth graders, do I have friends? Middle school piece where you're talking.
Right. I love that progression. Like, which grade is it? Do I have your attention? Is that kindergarten?
Yeah. Do I have your attention?
But they're always like, look at me, look at me, look at me. Like, it's just, that's what they want. Right. But then when you get older, late elementary school, then the friends really become that becomes the center of their life.
Yep.
So that's great progression. Go ahead. Keep going. Sorry.
Yeah, no, it's good. Middle schoolers, that identity piece becomes huge. And we know our culture is not being particularly helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And so where can we influence in the ways and truths of God's word? And mm-hmm. so sixth graders asking, who do I like? And seventh and eighth graders saying, who am I?
Mm-hmm.
Not accidental that our confirmation programming comes in at the time to be answering some of those identity questions that students are having.
Mm-hmm.
As kids move into high school, those ninth graders are saying, where do I belong? And we create small group ministry in particular to help answer that question. You can belong here. You don't have to fit in. You can belong, and we can grow together.
Mm-hmm.
10th graders are asking, why should I believe? So we really look at some of those apologetics pieces in high school ministry, of course. 11th graders, how can I matter? And 12th graders, what will I do? Because we're preparing for those next steps and another phase change.
Mm-hmm.
So taking a look at those pieces, thinking about where is my student right now, and then how can I leverage what we know to be true in influencing them in the ways of the kingdom going forward.
So I presume they have resources for each of these age brackets, if you will, high school, middle school, whatever, that kind of stuff.
They do.
But then so when you figure out as a parent, where is my kid? What are the questions they're most wrestling with? Then you can also then go there to find resources to help them answer those questions.
Yep. That ParentQ app or ParentQ.org will point you to some of those resources. In our church library at Sumner, we have a copy of every one of these books that goes age by age. I just happened to grab the ninth grader one that has that question on it. And then goes through just a whole variety of information on parenting that age of student in particular. And those are just to be, if you happen to be in Lincoln, at the Sumner campus, or you can order them online. I know another parent who just went and ordered the whole set online.
Okay.
As their kid is changing phases.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, where do we want to go now? I know that you had another timeline you gave me. Is that helpful now, later? Tell me more where we're headed.
The number one piece I want to focus on in this time is just helping parents to think about consciously about how they're using their time in the home to foster faith growth.
Okay.
And the timeline that goes with this is called Authentic Faith. And this timeline, when we did this in person with parents for our Second Sundays for Parents series, the conversation among parents was really beneficial to hear one parent say, you know, I've been doing this, and another parent say, wow, I've never thought of that before. And the way that that could encourage the people around you. In particular, I remember one parent sitting at a table near me talking about praying with her kids in the car on the way to school.
Mm.
So basic, just this is what we do.
Right.
And another parent going, I have never thought of that. And I happened to be Facebook friends with that second parent and saw maybe a month later, she said, when my kids were praying in the car on the way to school, one of them prayed for dot, dot, dot.
Mm.
And I, having overheard that conversation, went, wow, there's just such value in the ways that we can encourage each other. And so I'm just going to walk through a few of these recommendations at each stage.
Okay.
And then parents that are curious about more of these pieces can either find them online or reach out to me, and I'm happy to share more specifics there as well.
Okay.
In the preschool stage, the value of praying for kids, singing faith songs, reading them Bible stories, repeating basic truths, and encouraging kids to pray out loud as they get closer to the 3 and 4 year old stages.
Mm.
And I know there's lots of fun stories. I have one of my kids prayed for frogs, and the other kids still laugh about it. Like, why was she praying for frogs every night? Mm. What was the thing with frogs? Mm. But just to get to start that habit of being in prayer and being comfortable with that being verbalized. Then as we move into the elementary phase, the value of purchasing a kid's Bible, one that your child, you know, pictures and is at their level, is so important. Here at Christ, we do the new Bible class now for faith mentor and a kid who's second grade and up, but families doing this on their own at home as well. Talking about things in the Bible, reading the Bible together, praying for your kids and praying with your kids, and sharing personally about how the Bible has affected your life. And so as a parent, stepping back and just saying, okay, where are we already having some of these pieces in place, and what are other ones that we could easily adopt to be pointing our kids to Jesus and letting them see our faith in action as well. In the middle school phase, serving in our church community and outside of our church community and other ways around the community in which we live, making sure they have a Bible, a catechism that's their own that they can grow in and with, and helping them to personalize their faith. What do you think about getting some of those deeper questions for students? And then we move into the high school phase. We want to support their faith community with that sense of belonging, like I already alluded to. Who are my people in this church community who are also valuing faith, who have the same Christian worldview to be growing with? Empowering them to serve, encouraging their personal devotional habits. In this context, we call that DOTS. But what does that look like to be encouraging kids to be in the Word at home, to be in prayer at home with the family and on their own? Encouraging them to participate in things like a mission trip or other roles in the faith community that are serving, and talking about the ways that we've seen God at work in our lives. And I know in that high school phase, sometimes, you know, if I say it, my kids are like, "Ugh, it's mom." Mm. If somebody else says the same thing, it resonates in a different way. So having lots of different voices in there, helping our kids to apply the truth of God's word and see the way that he's working in our lives in tangible ways.
Mm. I feel like I've heard you share at some settings about the ideal number of adults or whatever speaking into kids' lives in their faith life. Is that, remind me of that again?
Yeah, the Fuller Youth Institute in their Sticky Faith research several years ago now did a 1-to-5 ratio. And people would typically think of 1-to-5 being, okay, for every one adult, they can handle 5 kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they flipped that upside down and said, every one kid needs 5 adults who are caring for them, who are listening to them, who are encouraging mm-hmm. them in the ways of faith.
Mm-hmm.
And that may be staff at the church, it may be volunteers and small group leaders at the church, it may be aunt or a friend that's a little bit older, cousin, that kind of thing. But those 5 people for every one student who are investing in that student in the ways that are deeper relationship and allow the opportunity to influence in the ways of the kingdom.
So basically then, if I have a kid in high school or middle school, I want to count up my adults and go, how many are really pouring into them at this point?
Yep.
Right? And that's where, you know, home, family, extended family, church comes in.
Right.
So, yeah.
Variety of perspectives, ages.
Yep.
Important.
That's great. And I heard you talk about when I heard you talk about the little kids and when you had these family meetings at church, the encouragement of parent to other parents, that which we talk about at church all the time is being in a small group, you know, where you can partner together and not be on an island by yourself trying to do this, because parenting is, I think, it's the most important job God gives us, is to raise the next generation, and also one of the most challenging. So
For
having
sure.
those partners come along with you is great. Yeah.
Yep. I referenced the younger parents of younger kids talking about praying in the car. Another table had older kids and was saying, "So what are you using for family devotions that's holding your older kids' attention?" And sharing some of those resources. That kind of encouragement is valuable.
Great. Thanks for sharing today. Any final words as we close up?
No, thanks. So I just want to encourage parents. God's given us these kids. He loves them more than we do. And how can we continue to point them to Him in ways that resonate with them? Valuable
Well,
opportunity.
thanks for sharing. Thanks for all you do, Maria. What a blessing you are to hundreds and hundreds of kids and families. Thank you so much for everything. I'll let you go and we'll sign off. So thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, that's what we got for you today. I want to encourage you to write us at eaglesonthehill211@gmail.com. Let us know what you think of this episode. How, if you want to get in touch with Maria or other staff here at Christ Lincoln, we can assist with that. Help you get some of the resources you need in your parenting task. Remember, as we close, the promise of God to not only parents, but to all of us, that those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength and fly on wings like eagles. Thanks for listening to the podcast today.